High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right. Welcome, everyone, back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I kind of took a little break for summer and, you know, just lots of things. The summer went by super fast. So now I'm kind of back in the podcasting studio in a new location again. And it feels super awesome to be here. I'm here with my husband, Christian. And I did a poll on my social media on what y'all want me to talk about or like the next topics to talk about, because I talk about so much on, like, just here in this little space and little corner here on or in podcasting. So all y'all said that you wanted me to talk about just health in general, of what's going on in the world with COVID and just all the things. And I don't think, well, I think the last time I talked about it was with Dr. Baker. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm due for that. And it was like probably unanimous vote that you guys wanted us to speak about that. So here we go. I don't know how long this is going to go, but there's a lot to talk about and cover since the last time we spoke. However, you guys know that I like to start out with a song, and this isn't necessarily a song I would even teach in my fitness classes or, I don't know, jam out to, but I felt like it was really relevant, Christian and I, for kind of what is happening. And so we're going to jam out to Pink Floyd, We Don't Need No Education, before we start the podcast. And I don't know, I guess just kind of resonate that and the energy of it of with COVID-19.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. To leave them kids alone. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Wow, I didn't realize how much this, like, really kind of goes with what's going on right now.
Exactly. Just fits a lot of what's going on. Who knew Pink Floyd knew what was coming?
Maybe. The Simpsons knew what was coming.
We don't need no education.
Awesome. We don't need no thought control, right? That's what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Let's just jump into this. There's so much. I hope I don't hit this microphone because I might get a little crazy up in here talking about this. And as you guys know, so I've actually pulled back on even sharing on my social media. If you didn't know, I've been like shadow banned But even sharing small stuff about it, like what's been happening more with like sex trafficking, even if you mention the word COVID or mass, you get like this little ping on the bottom of your post that says, go to the health organization. And so it puts a link to their website, regardless of what you share. And then it's like they're controlling a lot of the information. And so that's also why I wanted to start a podcast, because podcasting doesn't have a ton of censorship, which I feel like any of us should want free speech, right? We should want to be able to share our thoughts and feelings, especially for what's going on and as it pertains to our health. But that's kind of why I pulled back even sharing on social media or even what I really want to share, because it's just so censored. And then you guys do know that I run a business and I have my own online health and movement studio. Like I do coaching clients. And so when it's just, we're in the social media realm, right? So when people don't see my stuff, then I don't get clients and I don't make money. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. And so I think that's why it was a unanimous vote, is they're like, Carrie, we haven't heard you talk about, you know, the big C word. So why don't you talk about it on your podcast, since we can speak more freely and just tell us like our thoughts and feelings. And I know for Christian and I, raising a family with five kids, I mean, this has affected not only us as parents, but our children, our society. I just see it, this whole cascade of things that have happened over this year and a half. So anyway, that's to make a precedence of kind of what we're going to go into here a little bit.
Straight from the beginning, just how we're being censored, even discussing whether someone believes you're right or wrong, doesn't matter. That the censorship of any discussion of it is one of the scariest things I think we've seen so far in the United States. If you look back in history as that's happened, you look at so many regimes and countries and communist nations where the government controlled the censorship. It started as, hey, this is the companies controlling it. It's their corporate right. Now we know, and the current administration has admitted, that they are giving the talking points and telling the corporate entities what to censor, what to block, what to filter from the public view. And one of our primary things our country was founded on is the ability to discuss and share our opinions, whether you believe, whether you argue with it, it doesn't matter. The point is we can discuss and share those beliefs so we can all grow together, but this is being stopped and blocked from us by this administration and the corporate entities. And it's the scary fact that it is literally being controlled by the government now, just like communist regimes, just like Germany, just like the Nazis. This is how they began to filter and control the people.
Yeah, so it's like big tech, big government, and I mean, let's just be honest, big church organizations, big like corporations, like they're all, it's all like encompassing. And it's almost like, and I don't like to use the word fear, but it does get you thinking, like if they can control this much information and take down, I mean, I find it super interesting that they can take down, you know, a president's Twitter account, or they can take down a post that they don't agree with about vaccines, but yet they can't take like really hardcore porn or sex, you know, sex with kids off the internet or dark web, you know, or things that are like super inappropriate that I've even found on Instagram of, you know, men wanting, talking about loving little boys. And, you know, you report it to Instagram and they say it doesn't go against community standard. But my post about having a healthy immune system and not wearing a mask goes against community standards. Mm-hmm. That's how far we've come. And it's kind of, I don't know. Like sometimes I don't have words for it. Almost, I just think, what is happening? And this is also why, again, like podcasting, because we can talk more freely. And you guys think about this for a second. I know I talked about this before, but look how much power the CDC, the WHO, these big entities of the government, how much power they have. I mean, they shut down the world in literally 2 days. And ever since then, it hasn't gotten better. I kind of just compare it to the tax system. You know, we fought a war not to be taxed, but then all of a sudden, you know, we had to have this tax system, quote unquote, was just going to be little. But has the tax system ever gotten better, right? It used to be only, I think, 11 pages when it first started, and now it's like just thousands and thousands of pages. I feel like this is kind of what's happening a little bit with COVID is they just keep adding on and adding on and adding on. You know, I mean, even to this administration saying, we're going to come to your door and give this to you or make sure that you have it because like, isn't that a huge red flag, you guys? The things that they're hiding, the things they don't want you, the things they're censoring. And then, like, what is the word I'm looking for? Bargaining you to take it or
bribing you.
Yeah, bribing you to take their product. Like, you guys, this is a huge business model. I want you to know, like, they're in this for business. And it seems, you know, I was humble enough when it first started to be like, okay, let's see how this plays out. However, I want you to know that I've been following this corrupt industry for about a decade. My husband and I have ever since our son had a vaccine injury, and we won't kind of get into that story, but I've been following them. I knew that they were buying up stocks a long time ago in COVID, but I literally kind of laughed at it because I was like, that's a cold virus. I don't think anyone will buy this, right? So when they came out, I was like, people are actually buying this. They're actually like doing what they say for this cold virus that has a 99.8% recovery rate. And I knew that they would use sickness, which, and infection to try to control us. And let's just be clear for a minute. It's not a disease. Nothing we vaccinate for should be called a disease. It's actually infections. Our bodies can fight infections. Our bodies were made to fight infections. And we've been fighting plagues for millions and millions of years, and we've all survived them. Much more dangerous than
many worse plagues than this one that you're 99 point whatever chance of surviving. It's just pretty ridiculous when you look at it. And I was actually talking with a patient earlier today, and he was talking about it's like their lies keep on building upon lies. And I was thinking about our 13-year-old when he starts telling a lie. And he refuses to admit he's telling a lie, and he just keeps digging his hole deeper, and it's kind of becomes hysterical. That's why we're watching now as they continue to dig this hole deeper and entrench themselves more and more in COVID. And it's like the whole thing's unraveling, but they won't relinquish the power they've gained. And the lie keeps getting more extravagant. Even now, as they're seeing now the Delta variant, which at the same time, there is zero.
That's what I say to him. I'm just like, it's just another thing to scare us. It's silly.
Whether it mutated or not, whatever, it doesn't matter. But then they're like, this is all the Delta variant growing. They have no idea. There is no
test. And then they're blaming us who are unvaccinated for it. That's a whole other thing. That does not make sense.
But there is zero tests to ever, they've never isolated the Delta variant. They never even isolated COVID. That's a whole other discussion. But there is no test for the Delta variant, but it's all the Delta variant, the mutation that we can blame and try and steer the conversation, even though there's no science to back anything they're saying.
Well, but I've said from the get-go, this is anti-science. And I know that everyone wants to, like, you know, okay, my husband is a doctor of chiropractic, and yeah, I'm just a mommy blogger, whatever they like to say. Oh, you're just wannabe an influencer trying to educate people. But it's like, all along I've said this is anti-science, because even in history, we can look back at the Spanish flu. The first wave of it, yes, because we didn't have access to Z-Pak and antibiotics and all of those things. It did kill a bunch of people. But actually, the second and third wave of the Spanish flu killed more people. Why? Because the life cycle of a virus is what? It comes and becomes part of our ecosystem, right? It becomes part of our existence. And then the second wave, it gets stronger. And third, and then what happens naturally, which has happened with, and you guys, we can look at mumps, we could look at measles, we could look at all of it. What happens naturally is Mother Nature takes over, and then it's less mild, or excuse me, more mild.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but eventually people get it. People gain immunity. And they've been trying to tell this lie that with COVID, it's different. Once you get it, you can keep getting it. Everyone's going to keep getting it. But now the research is showing that is a lie. Once you've had COVID, you have a well over 90% chance of not ever getting it again. You can always find the extreme rare cases with any illness. But the fact is, majority of people are getting it, been exposed to it. And they doesn't fit their agenda to admit that the human body, the immune system, actually functions like it's supposed to.
Right, how God like wanted it to function. And I mean, I guess we should probably go into that too. I mean, I'm just going to say it flat out, y'all. Like I feel like this about all vaccines, but especially like this one. Let's first talk about just even the COVID vaccine. And then second of all, let's just talk about we have never in our history forced it upon people and workers. And this is the first one. Like I just read tons of emails where everyone's contacting me saying, yeah, like my work's like requiring me. Like, and I'm like, we have never done that with any other, like, why this? But so is it really about the disease or the infection? No, it's not. It's about control. But let's first talk about how dangerous, you guys. So dangerous. Like, let me just tell you this in history. The fastest vaccine that was ever created was MMR, and it took 4 years. That is a combination shot. And so, but it took 4 years to create the safety of it. Now, let's go back a little bit to DTaP. One of the reasons why the vaccine companies got liability protection is because the DTaP actually was causing so much harm to infants that this is crazy, y'all. They needed a way to be able to.
They were threatening to stop production because they were losing money because of so many injuries and lawsuits.
Right.
This is what it comes down to.
And then it was politics comes into play. And I think President Reagan was the president at the time, but pretty much was manipulated just like it was now, like scaring the people. Like,
and he was actually bullied into doing it.
Well,
he
was up for re-election, right?
And
yeah,
he was up for re-election and he originally opposed the whole thing, but he was Congress pushed it against him as he was going for re-election that he was, anti-vax. Did you know?
Oh,
Ronald Reagan was originally labeled this and pushed that agenda and he ended up signing it, but signing that with a whole bunch of write on laws that they've never obeyed.
Yeah. Addendum. There was an addendum to it.
Quite a few addendums on there because he saw how dangerous it was to give a corporate entity no liability.
Exactly. And he said that they had to study the safety of them every 2 years, like all these things. And you guys, I want you to know, let's just not talk about CV for a second, but all of the other ones that are on the government schedule that are supposed to protect you and keep you safe. There hasn't been a safety study done in over 30 years. And guess what? There's a lawsuit that's actually, you can look up, that was filed against them and they won the community of who ran that lawsuit. I don't have it. It's
Informed Consent Action Network ran the lawsuit where they sued because they wanted to see the minutes and these what was happening in these meetings because the addendum said by law the health department was supposed to meet annually about making vaccines safer. Every year they were supposed to be meeting to make vaccines safer. This is what Ronald Reagan put on there. Now, they wanted to see the minutes and what would have been happening in these meetings to make them safer because the vaccines haven't changed in years and years. And they sued and sued, and they finally actually got it that those meetings have never one time occurred. They've never met once to search and try and make a vaccine safer for you.
But let's talk about... Think about why, though, because when you have liability, there's no accountability.
Exactly.
It's just like, you know, when you're not held accountable for something, then you can kind of do whatever you want. And, you know, we know that it takes a lot to change laws. And, you know, a lot of people that I've worked with in the past have, you know, vaccine injured kids or even kind of come into this, you know, holistic space. They're like, why can't that law go away? And it's like, yeah, you know what? If that did go away, the liability protection, there would be, I feel like, a lot more, something on the table for them to actually do something about it and research every 2 years. So anyway, that's just the history of it. So now let's talk about.
Now, just even building on that, can you, there is no medical procedure ever given where the doctor isn't required to go over an informed consent and tell you good or bad or disclose anything. And vaccines have been excluded from this. There's inserts, there's documents, everything showing possible injuries. Now, the only vaccine in the last 30 years that was given informed consent was actually the COVID vaccine, but it was only given to the vaccine trial participants. So the ones who originally were getting the trial, this is a document that was sent to me. It was pretty mind-boggling, but this is an informed consent disclosure that was given to vaccine trial subjects for the COVID-19 vaccine, okay? And just a quick summation, it says the COVID-19 vaccines designed to elicit neutralizing antibodies may sensitize vaccine recipients to more severe diseases than if they were not vaccinated. So that's the first thing that says, hey, by the way, this vaccine may make you much more sensitive to other diseases. And vaccines for SARS, like vaccines for SARS, MERS, and RSV have been approved, and the data generated in the development of the testing of these vaccines suggests a serious mechanistic concern that vaccines designed empirically using the traditional approach consistent with an unmodified or minimally modified coronavirus viral spike or elicit neutralizing antibodies. Anyway, we can sit here and go in and read into all this, but basically it goes through and breaks down how this vaccine and the way it's functioning is different, and it can make you severely weaken your immune system to all other kind of viruses you encounter. So not only can we debate, is it working, is it not working, but one of the biggest disclosures they gave to trials participants, hey, you take this, hey, next time you get a cold or you get any other thing, you're going to be really weakened to it. Or it could happen. We don't know. Good luck. And since it's still an experiment, people don't realize every single one of us or every single person who's gotten this shot, they should have been given this because they're part of the experiment. It's never, it's still on an experimental license. That's why it's mind-boggling that it's being mandated by organizations, by churches or anything when it's an experiment.
Yes. And you guys, if you ask for the insert, there's just a barcode, and when it takes you straight to it and just says that it's still under experimental evidence. So it's like you are the experiment. But and let's just like hold the phone for a second. We're seeing this because we have social media now. Do not think that they have not done this with other vaccinations. We could talk about polio. Okay, the PCR test they did for COVID, they actually did that for polio too to spike the numbers up, so to scare you into taking it. And y'all, I know this is like really deep stuff, and it's gonna cause you to kind of go into your truth, something that you've been taught your whole life that you think is true and safe, and you would never think the government would do something like this, but just know that they have used infection and quote unquote disease to try to control the people for a very long time.
So even beyond that, they've experimented on populations for a long time. This is actually one of the underlying issues that's coming to a front and people are recognizing right now. The African-American community is the lowest vaccination rates for COVID. Actually below 28% is what I was last seeing. Okay. Now you can go into all these reasons. They're trying to blame it's because, hey, they're not allowed to get as many things. The simple fact is, if you look back in our history, the American government experimented on the African American community with the vaccine for syphilis, and it was disastrous. And they remember, so they have zero trust from that community in being part of another experiment. Okay, so there's many, many Black and African-American leaders have spoke out. Of course, they're being censored because of that historical fact. And this is why they have such low vaccine rates. And then you look at how they're adding the restrictions. It's going to be a huge impact and become even more of a thing, because that same community is going to be more restricted. And it was going to be drawing into whole racial elements that none of us believe in, or at least I believe a lot of us aren't into that, but it's going to segregate people in so many different ways.
Yeah, because it said that where they're putting to show your COVID card is the most is going to be in New York and Chicago, and that is where a lot of, you know, the
densely
people of color
populated.
Live. Mm-hmm. And so lots of people that are my friends and people of color are speaking out that are like, this is going to segregate us and this is going to make us lose jobs. Like, how is this going to help us? And, you know, quote unquote, the government says they want to help us. And here's the deal. I want you to know, when the COVID vaccine first came out, I remember reading it and it said minorities and people of color, this is going to be available to them first. And I literally, when I read that, it hurt my heart so bad, because I thought, how many people think this is a good thing that they get it first? But actually, it's not a good thing. It's because they want to target that those
They're
group of people.
They're just experimenting on minorities again. Our government has a... It's sad, and you talk about, you can get into all the racial things that in our country's history, which is very sad, but it still continued to take place because they're targeting them once again with this experiment. They've used so many pawns in it. I mean, I was served in the military for 9 years, and I have many friends who were experimented on with the anthrax vaccine. There's a lot of groups that they've targeted and used these things as an experiment, and now they're just opening up to everybody as the experiment.
Right. And you guys, I mean, just think about your immune system, for instance. And no, everyone hates being sick. Like, I do think that there can be ways to combat communicable infection. But I definitely don't think that the answer is a shot in your arm or a needle in the dark. There's so many other ways. And how many, you know, I think I talked about this on when I talked with Dr. Baker, but why aren't they talking about getting sunshine? Mm-hmm. And, you know, tons of my nurses' friends. And here's the deal. They're making the people mad that are supposed to be on their side now, because now they're wanting to force them to get it. But, you know, tons of my nurses' friends were telling me, they're like, Z-Pak and certain antibiotics are working. And when they sedate the patient, the patient or goes on a ventilator, they usually end up passing away. Why? It's because they have like a seizure or they go into a coma. And it's like, why are we not?
We just started earlier.
Yeah, we have things to treat it. I mean, even I was talking to your mom, Christian's mom had measles and mumps. And she was telling me they would just play board games. Stay home, play board games. And, you know, they had stuff to treat it. She said that her mom would make like a ginger type of tea and then they would drink it. And
that's another thing that's become really startling with this. So don't quote me for sure on this, but I've, that there is a law in place. They can't license a vaccine when there's other readily available successful treatments. Now, if you look early on in COVID, how they blocked every available successful treatment, the drug that Trump pushed, I'm just having a, can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it. But
anyway.
They were saying that it was sad that he was able to get it.
So anyway, this is, now I've forgotten the name of it. But anyway, it was, it's been on the market for 30 years. And there's safety studies that were done 20 years ago, finding out what was a safe dosage range for it. Okay. And then when it was originally started to be talked about as a treatment.
Why are you trying to look it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up because it bugs me so bad I can't remember the name of it. Okay.
Well, and.
I'll come back to that in just a second, because
okay,
it's bugging
well
me.
With that, you guys, here's what, if you want to know our thoughts and feelings on it, the thing is just know that our family knew, like, right when it happened. And I was like telling my husband, I'm like, oh my god, or oh my goodness, is this it? Like, are we really gonna do this with COVID? Like, And then when I saw it happening, and I mean, at first I was a little humble. I'm like, okay, let's see how this plays out. But after like probably 3 days, I kind of was like, all right, this is it. This is the infection that they're going to try to, you know. And you guys, we see how it's escalated. I was telling Christian, you know, it went from you can't come in the store without a mask to now you can't come in without showing your card, or now you can't fly, or, you know, and it's like they're taking away just little bits of freedoms to make people get it. I was talking to a friend the other day and she said, yeah, they're giving people like vacations if they get it, or they're, you know, giving people little bribes here and there. Oh, you'll get a bonus on your paycheck, you know. And I was thinking, like, wouldn't this create a red flag for you if you're like, mm-hmm. you have to bribe people into getting it if it was so safe and effective? And that's the point, is it's not. And how I feel about it is I was telling, you know, my friends and my husband, everyone, like, I'm just so proud. I'm proud of our family. I'm proud that we like never bought into this at all. You guys, I probably wore a mask. Let's see. I could probably count on my hand how much I wore a mask when I had to fly to funerals, different things like that, to visit family. Like when I straight up was like totally missing Costco, then I would, but I wore like the little diamond mask that was like pretty much nothing. It just was like an illusion that I basically had something on my face.
Going around Costco to see how many times you could have them come and tell you to fix your mask.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. But the point is, and I'm even asking people at grocery stores, right? So when people started to take off their masks, I noticed some other people were wearing them. I just basically asked them really nice, like not trying to, you know, start an argument or anything. But I said, you know, I noticed some people are wearing masks and some people aren't. What does that mean? And she said, well, if you got the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And I said, oh, awesome. How did you have to show that or prove that? And they're like, yeah, you just had to show like your card or whatever. And I was like, wow, like corporations are actually doing this. And then to say that you still had to wear a mask if you didn't get it. And so I remember going up to people that were wearing masks and I was like, I'm glad you're still wearing a mask then. Like, because I guess if I still worked at a job that was wanted either or, obviously I don't like either, but I'd rather wear the mask. And then I also was talking to a person, one of my good friends, and he works at basically a sugar beet factory. And he said, yeah, you know what's funny? He goes, one of our employees got COVID, got the COVID vaccine, but then got COVID again. Mm-hmm. And then they were saying to everyone, oh, it's because everyone's not vaccinated. And he's like, how does that make any sense? Nothing makes sense, right? It's like mm-hmm. the lie building on the lie, and it's getting hysterical. And I guess for our family, I don't know. I'm not fearful because I feel like I'm prepared, but I know that something else is coming. You know what I mean? I know that they're, because I don't know, this didn't pan out the way that they want, and a lot of people were like, over this, mm-hmm. that maybe it's going to be something else, or they're going to try to push even harder.
They want the control, so it's going to be all pushed around gaining more control and locking us down and creating more of their system they want. Whether you draw into any politics or anything, the fact is those that are controlling this enjoy that power. They want to maintain it.
Yeah. Like, well, and think about other countries.
They want to maintain and control you.
If you haven't seen all the video footage from other countries like France and just all these places that are marching in the street for their freedom because they're just sick of being locked down. They don't want to have it mandated that they have to get this. And I still was asking my Christian, I was like, why this vaccine? Why are they mandating this one? They've never done it with any other one. And I was like, is it because this is when they really try to lock down the world and they really want the control? Or is it like, because it is blowing my mind, y'all. I can't believe that it's this one. You know what I mean? Out of all of them that they're like, you have to. I mean, I know they've always done scare tactics, like you have to have it for school, which by the way, you don't. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes, but you can get exemptions except in like 3 states, especially if you live here in Idaho. They have exemptions. And so it's never been mandated. It's never said that you absolutely have to. There's always been exemptions. And now they're not even doing exemptions. Like Christian wrote, you know, an exemption for a girl who had anxiety and, you know, asthma for mask. And they said that they wouldn't accept it, even though she had a doctor's note. And it seems like they're not even accepting. Let's talk about the girl that was going to BYU, right? She basically already had a vaccine injury. It didn't say what vaccine she got, but she already developed Guillain-Barré syndrome. So her doctor, who's even pro-vaccine, was like, you should not get this vaccine because that is one of the side effects.
Yeah, that's one of the big
side effects. And they would not accept it. You guys, that's how deep this is going. It's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. It's, and you look at everything they're pushing, none of it makes sense. And back to even what I was saying a minute ago, because I did find it.
Oh, you did? Okay. I had to find it.
So there's several, I mean, there's several drugs that are prophylactic and help boost your immune system. There's studies showing how ivermectin is amazing. All these different things. There's also the big one that was in the news was hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine and how that can be helpful. When it was hitting the news cycle, they immediately slammed it down as a terrible drug and extremely dangerous. That was a huge red flag, number one, because it's used for 30 years for so many different things, for the West Nile virus, so many other things, and it's considered completely safe. Okay, they even have the World Health Organization's done studies to tell you what is a safe dosage and how it can become dangerous if you go above that dosage. So immediately as they came out with this study, they FDA did one of the quickest studies to show it was dangerous. And they showed that, hey, this hydroxychloroquine was a dangerous drug with COVID-19. Now, if you look at the study that they built, they actually doubled and tripled the safe dose. So they had a dose they know from 20 years of hydroxychloroquine. If you go above it, it can be dangerous. They doubled and tripled that dose. And that's what they started treating people with COVID. And people were dying like crazy in this study. So they said, hey, this is extremely dangerous drug for COVID-19. So did they do that on purpose? Was it an accident? Well,
yeah, well, and I have nurses friends, and just like you guys, everyone's body's different. It's just like, you know, I work with essential oils, herbs, everything. Everyone's body's different. It's going to react. And, you know, some of my nurse friends were saying some hydrochloroquine works for some people, some it doesn't, you know, and they're like, sometimes Z-Pak, and then if we give this antibiotic, it works really well.
Exactly.
Or sometimes they need all three. But it's like we have
but
the tools.
But they shut down every single tool and option. Why was it so important that they limited all the doctors across the country speaking out and even experimenting and trying different treatments for COVID? The only treatment that was allowed for COVID last year was, hey, wait, and when you get bad, we'll come in and we'll put you on the ventilator. And by the way, you have a 95% chance of dying if you ever go on a ventilator.
Right.
But this is the treatment that they went with and push like crazy. And now there's so many things coming out of just all these other treatments are so effective, especially when used early instead of, hey, go home and wait till it gets bad, then come to the hospital. It's just amazing and mind-boggling. And you don't want to say of any human being that they wanted people to die. They wanted the numbers to be big. But I don't know how else to interpret what the actions that were taken. Other than if the numbers were not big enough,
we'll wear a tinfoil hat.
If the numbers were not big enough, they couldn't create enough fear to create the control and that they want from this.
Yeah, well, and you know, they changed the PCR test so many times.
Oh, that's
so many
whole other
more
discussion.
Information came out about that, and it's just
so the PCR test to let you know this is just the simple, hey, stick the swab up and decide your, you know, this is one of the most contagious viruses we've ever found, but we have to stick a swab clear up inside your nose almost till it's hitting your brain to find out if this is a test for you. That doesn't make sense. And then, by the way, when they cycle the test, they have to run it so many times to cycle it to isolate the COVID virus that they say they're isolating. Now, when they first started testing it, they were cycling around like 19 times. Then suddenly when the numbers spiked, the CDC and the World Health Organization mandated everyone start cycling like 40 plus times. Now, if you break into the studies and how you actually use the PCR test, you can give someone any virus you want by cycling it enough. You cycle it that many times, the numbers go through the roof just because the study is completely inaccurate and a waste. Yeah. Then when the vaccine was introduced, they mandated they cut the cycles down again.
Yeah, it was laughable. It was almost just comical. I was like, really? But obviously you guys, this is not on mainstream media. This isn't even on social media. This is stuff that, you know, people are talking about on podcasts, and now people are on Telegram. You know, Dr. McCullough, bless his heart, I just posted about this, you guys. He took his entire website down. He's taken all of his stuff down because he's fearful for his family. He was top on the list that was from the White House saying spreading misinformation and dangerous information. He's been in the holistic health industry for years. And now, you know, he's just podcasting, but he did it because he's like, it's not worth it for my family. You know what I mean? Like, to be ridiculed or to even be targeted in such a way. And that should all, I guess, make us, I don't know, pissed off almost that they want to kind of censor that much. And for you guys, a virus that has, what, a 99? I don't get it. And it's been, I don't know, when I think of it sometimes, I'm almost like, did this even happen? Is this even real? Like, this real life? But it did. And you guys also know that what are you doing?
I was looking for the name of a doctor, but go ahead and keep talking. I just accidentally clicked.
Anyway, you guys know kind of on my social media, I talk a lot about grief and trauma and all of those things and healing from that. There was a lot of grief and trauma because the world shut down or losing your job or losing your business or, you know, we'll go into this on the next podcast, but just suicides have gone through the roof, overdoses. And if you think of the magnitude of that, it's like the cure is worse than the infection. I'm not going to call it a disease, you guys, because it's not. So take that from your vocabulary. It's not a disease. What is a disease? Chronic disease, autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of disease that no
disease
one talks
you
about.
Really recover from.
Yeah.
That you're stuck dealing with for your life. COVID, you have a 99.8% chance of doing just fine with it. So, can't
yeah. And I mean, I'll straight up say this. I mean, okay, ready for my hard pill to swallow? You better take a deep breath. Everyone take a deep breath because this is going to be really, really hard to swallow. You cannot poison your way to health.
No.
You cannot poison your way to health. Ready? Let's say it another time. Say it with me and you can say it loud in your car. You cannot poison your way to health.
We have a culture that's now idealizing shortcuts. The mask, the vaccine, all these things are shortcuts instead of taking accountability for one's own health.
Not even shortcuts, they don't even work.
They don't work, but there's the idea that somehow this is making me healthy instead of actually eating right, exercising, right, getting out in the sun, doing those things that actually promote health but require a daily routine and dedication to control yourself.
Well, I've always said if they can control our health, they can control everything about us.
Yeah.
You know? And so, have to look internally, you guys. Yes. It's not externally. All these external things, they don't do crap for your health.
Back to, it's just the simple fact. They're trying to control us, all these things. How can you personally take a step to take control and do things for yourself? And the number one thing is looking at your primary responsibility is to dominate and control yourself. Control your eating, control your actions, control all these things, because that is
your
what's going to enable
body,
you
your
to
spirit,
be healthy.
All of it, yeah.
Yes. Not all these. You putting a mask on doesn't enable health. Jabbing yourself with a vaccine doesn't enable health. Taking drugs to make yourself happy doesn't enable you to be healthy. It's taking daily, regular action that will enable health. But that's the thing that our American society isn't willing to do.
You can't put a price tag
You can't patent it. Our culture has gotten to the point where they're not willing to take a daily action to control themselves. Everything's about a shortcut and easy way to get there.
Right. But I feel like even the way supposedly that they're selling us to get there, I mean, there's been so many reactions and so many deaths even from taking this product, which should put a huge red flag on people. you guys. I mean, and one of the questions I do want to answer, though, because when I did the poll, she goes, can you talk about kind of staying positive? And because she was saying, like, just this being in this realm of what's going on in the world, it's caused me a lot of anxiety and grief being a mom to, you know, three small young kids. Mm-hmm. And so I want to end this podcast on a positive note, too, because, of course, we're just literally vomiting on you guys today. You guys wanted it. So here it is. We vomited on you about this. But I also want to reel it in and say the positive things about it. There's a quote that says, if you're prepared, you shall not fear. Just like Dr. Christian was saying, how we prepare is what we take care of our vessel, but we also take care of our mind. And first and foremost, I mean, these experts, we actually have to stop listening to them. And we have to be our own advocate now and sovereignty over our own body, you know? And just having, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm more of a positive person in general that I feel like I've kind of known this was going to happen. So I was just like, okay, having a watchful eye and using discernment in my choices for me and my family. And so that's kind of how I keep positive with what's going on in the world. And just so you know, too, there's always going to be something or chaos. I was reading C.S. Lewis writes about the atomic bomb age and how you guys think about living in the atomic bomb age where literally you do not know if there's a bomb going to be dropped in 0.2 seconds. And that's how they lived. And he goes, I hope that us living in the atomic bomb age, and I can't find the quote, but he basically said something like, I hope you're eating dinner with your family. I hope you're going out with friends and laughing. I hope you're going out dancing. I hope you're living your life. So, you know, when whatever happens, that you've actually lived your life in abundance and not in fear. And so I guess that's what gives me encouragement is that I know that for me to, you know, I know we talk about it, but it's like to give them my energy and my power. It's like stop giving these entities that do not care about you your power and your energy, because it has to be focused on you and going forward, being healthy, embracing nourishment and healing and hope and all the things that we need and want to feel. And I know Christian, I don't know if he said it on the podcast, but in what do I want to say, biology or chemistry, there's an opposite reaction to everything.
There's an equal opposite reaction.
Yeah. Yes. So as much as there is negative, there is so much good. And that's, so where can we find that good? Where can we find that energetic good that we want to feel?
One of the things that's I find exciting is you have areas in the world rising up against their control, rising up against communism that never happened before. You have so many people waking up around you to the
corruption
that's in our own governmental system, in our own corporate entities, in many of our churches, all these things. There is a period where people are becoming aware instead of just sticking their head in the sand like an ostrich and ignoring it's happening. We can't do that anymore. And you're seeing people wake up to things and making more active choices. And that's exciting because
and that is a positive thing. Yeah.
When the pendulum swings, and we're right now in the middle of that pendulum swinging far towards terror and all these things that terrify all of us, there's a natural swing back in the other direction that's coming.
Yes.
It equal and opposite reaction happens for everything. So as you have that negative, there is that positive swing that is happening, and there's powers that are pushing for that positive thing more than ever before. And so that is something to grab hold of and maintain some positivity about this.
Right. And I mean, I don't like the saying where people are like, oh, COVID is a blessing, COVID silver lining. I'm like, no, that's not going to be me, y'all.
No.
But I will say what it has called the lions to come, you know, and I've seen it even you. I've had so many of my friends message me and be like, I believe you now. I believe you now. I'm like, hey, you want a tinfoil hat? Here you go. You know, let me pass it to you.
People I really like to follow and listen to is Garrett White. I don't know if you guys like him at some point, but his way, he calls COVID, it was God grabbing the earth, shaking it and saying, wake the fuck up. He's wake up.
Yeah.
So many of us have become complacent and not actively involved in any of our choices. And that's where his perspective is. God's involved in everything. He knows what's happening. And essentially, this is waking us up to what is happening, what we have allowed to happen around us. And because of that, essentially everyone waking up, we're going to see a chance to create more liberty and freedom if we act on it than we've had in the last 100 years.
Absolutely. And I know you guys, I've even felt it too. The energy of it, like sometimes you feel like a fog, or you just feel like you are being pulled in all directions, or just like really indecisive because there's so much information, so much going on in the world. And just know that that's normal. And it's normal emotions to kind of go through that when you're kind of on like an ascension with your mindset about this, an ascension with going to the next level of really understanding there is deep darkness. But to understand the deep darkness, that means just more light comes into your life.
There has to be darkness.
Yeah. And so, I feel more enlightened. Mm-hmm. I feel more closer to my creator.
Yes.
You know, I feel like we've grown really close as a family. We've talked to our kids about this, you guys. Our kids are old enough to understand. And so we have deep conversations with them about what's happening. And it's interesting, too, because they give us good perspective, too. Like, everything's like happy-go-lucky with them, right? They're just like, oh, that's awesome. And I mean, we've talked to our kids. I mean, our kids do go to a different school than most, and I'm have such a blessing about that. But y'all, it's our kids, I feel like, that it will be affected the most. But we play a role in that of letting them how much they will be affected by this. And we don't know the long terms. I don't know the long terms of people wearing masks, fear, all of those things. However, I do know, because they grew up in this, that there are like a generations of warriors about to come in the next generation.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So that's how, of to answer that question, is to stay kind of positive and not get really sucked into this vortex of negativity and sovereignty over your body. You always have the power to say no. And regardless of what you think, the more that we stand up and say no. And I heard my friend talking about this today. She goes, you know, everyone talks about the war on drugs or fight for freedom or fight for this. She's like, where there is fight, there is no peace. So guess what? We never have had to fight for our freedom, because it is a God-given right and birthright that we have our agency. War on drugs, or whatever you want to talk about, it's like they've created the war. They want us to stay in the chaos. So where is the peace? So I don't know. I guess I'm kind of getting off on a tangent, but those are kind of like my thoughts about staying positive and just creating awareness and mindfulness. You know, I mean, I have lots of tools. You guys go to my Instagram, my site. You can rub oils on yourself, take my yoga classes online. You know, start journaling, start speaking your truth, you know. And if you haven't spoke out about this, maybe it's time that you do. Maybe it's time that you speak the truth and speak your truth. So you know, what is the word? Uncovering, or what is the word that I'm looking for? Now you've got me all up in arms about this. Oh, unbecoming. We're unbecoming everything that we thought was, and that we're unbecoming to be actually become what we're supposed to be with this whole thing that's going on.
Yeah. I think totally agree with that. And I think even back, there's a scripture that has come to my mind because different people have studied, and it's the most basic thing that you've always read through over and over, just the beginning of the Bible, the creation of this earth, creation in general. There's a phase of darkness. And just like it says in Genesis, there was darkness upon the earth and God was there, and he said, be there, there would be light. Just like that, as we have this dark period of time, you go through darkness to grow, and we can't grow if you don't learn from that darkness.
Okay, so you just brought up a point that I wanted to. Oh, we're going to end this podcast because it's getting so juicy. It's getting so good. We can't stop. So here's what I want to say too. And ready, you better take a breath because this is a hard pill to swallow too. Speaking about God and speaking about all of this, how I said you can't poison your way to health. I also want to kind of segue into God does not, even though he's allowing this to happen, he does not support what is happening with it. We're taking away our freedom and what has came to be from this vaccine. If you don't know, maybe I'll put it in the show notes. Look up the different abortions that were done to create this vaccine. And if you think it's just with this vaccine, I can give you a whole other slew. And I find it really interesting that Christians want to wave their little, you know, what I call this, I call it the card flag, the COVID card flag. But then, you know, willingly support and even leaders supporting vaccinations. And then, but then coming out and saying, oh, we're against abortions, but you actually support that industry by supporting vaccines. And you, what I want to say, it's like a segue. It's like you, you can't be both. So
it's like just telling any kind of a lie. Hey, I'm okay with this because that's in the name of good. But actually, if we do it this way, it's okay. So they're literally saying, hey, abortions are only okay if we're using them for science because it's a greater good. That's the whole story. But hey, if you do it any other way, but that's the whole industry is used for so many disgusting things.
Yeah, it's not just used. But I mean, they use, I mean, that's a whole other topic. They use it for so many other things. But I guess I wanted to point that out if we were going to go there and talk a little bit about God, is that even though he's allowing this to kind of happen, don't think that this is supportive of, there has been dark, evil corruption that has come, you guys, in the industry, the dirtiest industry, you guys. They're dirtier because we talked about the liability. They're dirtier than the pharmaceutical industry because they have no liability. They could be mixing up salt and pepper, a little bit of baby parts, like, and then they don't have any liability. And think about the energetic feeling of that, you know, I'll just give you a statistic because I know the statistics, 76 abortions were completed for the MMR vaccination. They had to find a perfect cell line. It had to be a perfect 16-week baby girl, and they had to find the certain one. And I think for COVID, I can't remember which one, but I know that it was quite a few for them to find the perfect cell line that they wanted. Yep. But are you okay with that? And if you are a Christian and you're willingly to say that you're openly against whatever abortion, then you cannot wave your COVID card and say that you're excited about that. Instead, just take ownership and say, I support this and I'm okay with this in science. Or, you know what I mean? I'm just so sick of them hiding behind it and hiding behind the statement when I'm like, you're like willingly and even recommend people to get it when it's like exactly what you say that you're against. It's total hypocrisy. So I'm tired of it, and I know y'all, I'm going there. You better take a deep breath because, yeah, I know I'm giving it to y'all. I'm just coming at you with heat, and I really don't care because it has to be said, and it's a hard pill to swallow. But sometimes, you know what? When we swallow this hard pill and it comes to our awareness, then what are you willing to do now that you know? If you didn't know before, what are you willing to do now that you know all of these things? And I'll tell you right now, I will never, ever, ever in my life support this industry because one begets another. The vaccine industry begets the abortion. The abortion helps the vaccine. It goes in a full circle. I call blood money, y'all. So I will never, ever support this industry. And guess what? Here's another hard pill to swallow. All of y'all that were in on this, or what do I want to say, that followed the government health plan, vaccine plan, it gave them precedence to do what they're doing now. So here's what you need to do. Stop taking their products. stop taking your kids to their well visits and getting their toxic products. Because guess what? They're not needed. They are not needed. Mm-hmm. You have a healthy baby. You have a healthy immune system. There are so many other things to help support your immune system instead of a shot in your arm, a needle in your arm. Totally okay, I'm done with my rant. Do you need to say anything about this rant?
Well said. The reality is, just like you said, the most power you have as an American is with your dollar. And if you choose to support any element of this industry, you're supporting it as a whole. And we need to wake up to that fact and require that they clean up their act or abandon
Amen.
It.
So. I'm sweating right now because I'm getting so...
Looking kind of hot.
I'm just like, oh... You guys, if there's anything, I'm just like, we can do better than this. We can do better this for our kids. You do not need toxins and poison to promote your health. And our health is our greatest asset. And they're trying to control it. And do not give them that power. Do not give them your sovereignty because they don't deserve it. And we have God on our side. And, God is a witness to say that he's given us the greatest gift of all is our body and our vessel to show up and serve. And I think Garrett says this too, like we are all dominion over the earth. And so how can we mm-hmm. spread that?
If you
and
look
not
at God's first gift.
Succumb to these corruption, this corruption.
He gave us dominion over the earth, over all the fowls, not dominion over me, over another man, but dominion begins with dominion over yourself, controlling and learning to master yourself. And then once you have mastered yourself, taken advantage of this blessing we've been given in our body, you're able to do so many more things in this world.
Absolutely. All right. How'd y'all like that? That was a really big vomit. So I hope you're prepared. I'm going to put a public service announcement or a warning on this podcast because it's pretty deep and I don't think we've gone even with.
We didn't even go into everything.
No, we didn't go into everything. But there's so much to talk about. I know Dr. Baker talks about this all the time. So you guys can also go listen to his podcast and mm-hmm. I'll put some things in the show notes. But y'all wanted it, so I gave it to y'all. Hope you liked it. Share it, I guess, or let me know if you have any questions. This will come out next week. And then next we'll kind of talk about another subject that's a little more tender, I guess, as well. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I love y'all and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks, Dr. Price, for being, I guess, a little sidekick in here to give commentary.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. See y'all. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.